And an Anglo is just a...
white American, I think.
Okay, okay. Now, growing up in a rural area, you must have heard different words used to describe country people.
Hicks.
Okay, okay, mm-hmm. Hicks. Did you ever hear them call like country bumpkins or hillbillies?
Not hillbillies.
Okay.
Country bumpkins.
Country bumpkins and hicks.
Hicks,
mostly.
Uh-huh.
Now, the opposite of rich is what?
Poor.
Okay. Is that what people in this area that don't have a lot of money in, or is that what people would call them, poor people, or would they use another word? They would call them destitute or low income?
Low income, maybe.
Okay.
I think we could say, but low income is a new word, really. We didn't used to have low income in our vocabularies.
Mm-hmm.
40 years ago, 50
yeah.
years ago. That's a new,
political
word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a person who owns a ranch would be called a what?
Rancher.
Okay. And the people who work for him would be called what?
Hay hands or
farm
hands, ranch hands.
Ranch hands.
Mm-hmm.
Would a cowboy even?
Well, if they were herding cattle and moving cattle around in dry areas from one pasture or one meadow to another.
Okay. And the person who owns a sheep ranch would be called what?
A sheep rancher.
Sheep rancher.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who work for him?
Sheep herders, maybe.
Okay, great. And is a cattleman and a rancher about the same thing?
Just about. I would think of them as the same.
But rancher is mostly what you hear. You don't hear cattleman very much.
Well, I think ranchers raise the hay to feed the cattle. So the rancher raises the hay, and he also raises the cattle. So he's a cattleman on this hand and a rancher on this hand.
Okay, so a rancher is someone who does more than just
fool
with cattle.
Mm-hmm.
He's really involved in much, much more.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this is just a pronunciation item. The mother of Jesus, her name is?
Mary.
Okay. And the wife of Abraham? It's spelled S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah.
Okay. Didn't mean it to turn into a quiz. It's not meant to be.
Biblically, I'm not up to par on
some
of these.
I'm not either. Don't feel bad. I feel terrible asking that. It's because I wouldn't know it myself, probably.
Well, I would if I had taken time to think, probably.
Yeah.
I'd had to go back and do some...
The person who represents you in court if you get in trouble with the law.
Judge or a lawyer.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a jackleg in relationship to a lawyer? You ever heard of a jackleg lawyer?
No.
Or a name for a dishonest lawyer?
No.
Okay.
Well, I've heard names for dishonest lawyers, but
they're not pronounceable,
no,
are they?
No, they're not.
I would, if you could... be patient with me here and just pronounce some different body parts for me. This stuff on my head is my
hair.
Okay, except for on top where it's falling out.
Okay.
And these are my
earlobes.
Or
ears.
Okay. And on my face.
Whiskers.
Or a
beard.
Okay. And I speak out of my
mouth.
And inside I have
teeth.
Or one
tongue.
One teeth would be a
tooth.
Okay. This thing here is my
neck.
And in front, if in the morning, you and I will probably have a sore
throat. Okay.
And I walk on my
legs.
Okay. And at the end of my legs, I have 2 feet. Or 1 foot. Okay. And in between the different bones on my body, I have
an elbow.
Yeah, elbow and a knee are types of what?
Fingers and joints.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. And food goes into your
stomach.
Now, in the can you remember if the people in this area, when they talk about if you've eaten something that doesn't agree with you, you might say you're a little sick.
Queasy.
Okay. Would they ever use an expression where you had sick in stomach?
Sick stomach, or just a sick stomach, or
okay.
I was sick, nauseous.
Okay. Would they ever say like sick to their stomach?
Sick
or,
to their stomach, right.
Or sick on their stomach? Or would it be sick
to? Not
heard
on, sick to their stomach. Mm-hmm.
Great. The opposite of weak is what?
Strong.
Okay. And if you wake up in the morning, you can't talk, you might be
hoarse.
Okay.